Big show Friday. We've had a busy, busy morning. Thanks for hanging on standby there with Dr. Dave a little bit earlier, getting ready for the big Hall of Fame show coming up in a couple Wednesdays. But we've got high school basketball to worry about. We told you girls sectional is going to start next week. That just sounds so quick and everything's just happening. But North is our featured game tonight. They're going to host Franklin Central. North, Terry, for all the basketball that we've talked about, college, high school, NBA, whatever it is, North hasn't been playing a lot of games. Tell me about the North Cougars and how they're getting ready for Franklin Central tonight.
Well, it's these guys, they have, you talk about just no luck, no breaks for Bloomington North on the year with Jallo and David Morgan. Not being with them. And then you get the snow, and they're kind of maybe thinking momentum. They beat Seymour. If they turn around the next Friday and can beat Martinsville and then beat Evansville Central, they have a little momentum. They're 6-6 playing Terre Haute South. Well, snow, you know, knocked all of that out, pushed them back for two straight weeks of not having any games. So, I tell you what, when you listen to Chalk Talk tonight, you're going to hear a very pointed Jason Spear. He is, he's locked in, and he is, he's pretty much told the kids in no uncertain terms, hey, you know, it's up to you guys. When does some pride kick in? When do you guys decide that you want to play? Like they have in several quarters, but they just can't seem to get over the hump. I tell you what, he's ready to play a game tonight. I'll tell you what, I think we're in for a good one.
And the Northsiders don't have a lot of seniors to lean on in these tough times to try to bring everybody together. Because you're right, Terry, the schedule hasn't worked out. The weather hasn't worked out. The preparation hasn't worked out. They had to make up a game on, what was that, Tuesday night where they went to down to Evansville Central They were iced out for a week or however long that was. So they went down there and battled a little bit of a 2-3 zone. Didn't shoot it particularly well. When North plays well, they have to shoot it well.
No, absolutely. And they've got, I told Emma, you guys are kind of like IU. You do have some capable shooters, but nothing seems to be falling down. He made one change in the lineup down in Evansville and put Jack Thompson in the starting lineup. And Jack is a shooter, without a doubt. He's had a couple of really good games as the sixth man in wins. Been most of the losses, he's been, nothing's happened. Well, he had a pretty good game down in Evansville. And if Jack finds his shooting touch, it's going to be amazing. And Glass, you know this. If one guy can hit a few shots, then all of a sudden, Timmy Brewster's shot starts falling. Ethan Vinsel falls a shot or two. So, yeah, these guys, their defense isn't bad. For a small team, they rebound well. Two things. They need to start shooting the ball well. And the other thing is turnovers. They've got to take better care of the ball starting tonight.
They had a bunch of them against Evansville Central. Jeremiah Blair had, 12-10 to lead the way there. Good effort. They had four kids in double figures. Jack Townsend, as you mentioned, knocked down 4 3-pointers. Those are things when the three-point shot goes in, everybody relaxes a little bit. They don't press on offense. That's with any team. Once the ball goes in the basket, you can see how teams relax. The home court advantage tonight, well, Franklin Central and South got together. What was that, last weekend, Terry? Franklin Central's got some size.
Yeah, they're big. They start 6'7", and a couple of 6'5" guys, then a freshman and a junior guard. Their leading scorer comes off the bench, but Glass, they don't have anybody averaging double figures on this team. They have several guys in three guys in the nines. Isaiah Morgan, who's a 6'3" sophomore, comes off the bench, and he's averaging 9.7. So yeah, they're going to be big. 6'7", 6'4", 2 6'5" guys play a lot. So, you know, Jason knows that, number one, they're stressed to blocking out this week in practice. Try to keep them off the boards. Franklin Central's had just as hard luck and a bad a year as North. Just letting a few games get away from them that they maybe could have won. Now, Glass, you and I went up to Perry Meridian for the North game back in December. Well, 1 week after that, at Perry Meridian, Franklin Central goes in there and wins. Well, we know the Cougars had a lead in starting the fourth quarter at Franklin Central, got blitzed like a 19-2 run and lost by 15. After that time, Franklin Central beats Barry Meridian. They're 2-6 since then. I mean, they just can't get over the hump either. That's why this game could be very intriguing, because you got two teams that have kind of fallen on hard times, and they both need a win really bad. Let's just hope it's the Northsiders tonight with the better effort.
And speaking of efforts, there's a couple big games on the docket as well. One at Bloomington South tonight as a potential decider in Conference Indiana. Tell me about the South Panthers and Terre Haute South. Is that right?
That's right. The only two unbeatens in Conference Indiana. South, of course, 15-2. We know what they've done and playing at home. I would think it's a pretty good chance for a victory there. Last year's game at Terre Haute South, the Panthers won by 9. I really didn't think Terre Haute would be as good as they are this year. You know, Jalen Minette graduated, and I think he's playing a D1. But De'Avion Washington, who is signed with Indiana State, has been fantastic for them this year. They're 10-3, 3-0 in the conference. South is 4-0 in the conference. So that's going to be a great game over on the south side. And, you know, more than likely, the winner of this game will probably win Conference Indiana this year.
And they match up. And the unbeaten record, somebody will leave without one. And
yep.
Speaking of conference champions, the WIC crossover game is tonight over in Sullivan. Big, big opportunity for J.B. Neal's team to feel a little bit better than maybe they did Saturday night down in Bedford. We were excited last Friday for that tussle, but that turned into a one-way street, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. They got hit by probably one of BNL's best games of the year. And, you know, even their coach admitted that. He was, you know, we did everything right. And that's one of the things that slowed down a winning streak for the Mustangs. But we did their earlier game with Sullivan at Edgewood, a 48-39 win that was at times as high as 16-17 point lead for Edgewood. That was a game that got these guys untracked and really got their season, got this that winning streak started, and got them in a, you know, like 12-13 streak going. So this is going to be a good game. Sullivan's a veteran team. They are big in what, not as far as tall there. You know, they've got a few guys that are, you've got 6'6", 6'4". It's their physical specimen type there. You talk about a corn-fed country boy. There's a couple of them on the Sullivan team, and JB talked about that before. I mean, the old, it's like going out and playing your dad in the backyard. these guys are ready to do that. And so that'll be interesting. So there's all kinds of good games involving our county schools tonight, and we're gonna concentrate up on the north side, and you and I need to get the Cougars a victory.
That's right.
We haven't done them any favors yet.
We usually bring the blowout, and if North can run around those bigs of Franklin Central, get out in transition, knock down some threes, we just might keep our streak alive when that goes on. So it's Franklin Central and North. Terry will have Chalk Talk with Jason Spear just after 7 o'clock. And then after just after 7:30, we will get you ready for all the action. Throughout the night as well, we will bring you scores of South and South and Edgewood and Northview as well. So you will be up to date on everything that is happening. Big-time basketball last night in the Big Ten, T, as the two games we saw were pretty good. You know what? The only bad thing about last night, you wish one started at 7 and one started at 9. You didn't like the Ohio State-Penn State game kind of interceding with the Michigan-Purdue game. You got to watch both of those. Why? Well, those are Indiana's next opponents, Purdue and Ohio State, the league leaders. And the Boilermakers have won 16 in a row. I'm getting a little nervous here.
Al, they're awfully good. My thumb is cramping up this morning from using the clicker last night going – back and forth between those two. Michigan has been playing really good, maybe a little bit better than I thought they would during the year, because they hit shots. And I was surprised with the defense that Purdue plays, that game got into the 80s. But Purdue, that's just they just showed right there, okay, we're not stopping you. You're not stopping us.
Well, that's the thing, and they shoot. Yeah. They've got the best. They've got the best field goal percentage, best shooting team in the Big Ten, and that's what scares you to death about this team. They can beat you multiple ways.
Yeah, they've got a little bit of everything. Two large guys to play in the middle. Vince Edwards is just playing great, and I'm not happy for him. He's a Purdue guy, but as a senior who's been around and he's the guy that's won some games in Assembly Hall. He knows what to do, and he's just he had 30 last night, and just amazing the way he's playing. Purdue's got a lot of weapons. They're if you want to talk about a national contender, and you don't mention Purdue, you're making a mistake.
You're not
you
paying
really
attention.
Are.
You're going to hear two national contenders on our airwaves tomorrow afternoon as well. Number two, Virginia heads to Cameron to take on Duke. 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock tip here on WGCL. But Ohio State and Penn State, as we mentioned, Penn State was in the driving seat for almost the entire game. They led by 9 early in the first half, got it up to, 12 or 14 in the second half?
Yes.
But it took a 40-footer from Tony Carr to bank in. Now the Ohio State Buckeyes, Indiana's opponent on Tuesday, gets 3 days to sit around and lick their wounds before welcoming the Hoosiers after playing Purdue on Sunday to a quick turnaround on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's, in a way, I still think that Ohio State is, I don't know how they've done what they've done. And I don't want to say
a little smoke and mirrors?
I think it's smoke and mirrors, but you know what? Whatever it is, every kid on that team's bought into Chris Holtman.
And every kid on that team's having a career season. That doesn't hurt either.
That was my next comment, that everybody's playing as probably as good as they can play. But that was a great game. You know, and give credit to Ohio State for getting back in it. No way did I think that game would come down to a last-second shot. But, some shoddy ball handling, a missed free throw here and there. And then Bates Diop hits, 25, 26 footer with
two hands in his face. Oh, my goodness.
And then without a timeout, Penn State hustles down, and Carr gets, I don't even want to say it was a great look.
It was a terrible look. He had two guys on him.
Yeah, but he got it into an actual shooting motion. He didn't throw it up there and banked it in as the buzzer sounded.
Best part about that game, two things. Number one, kids made plays. No, we didn't. The kid, again, we just told you about how difficult these shots were. Always good to see. You didn't have to worry about someone, being not executing in those clutch moments. That was that's what made it fun. You didn't have 100 timeouts in the last couple seconds either, where the basketball just played. You don't see much of that anymore. But the Hoosiers taking on the Boilermakers Sunday, 3:30. The formula is not going to be too tough for Indiana. They're going to have to score. They're going to have to knock down some threes at home, and Juwan Morgan is going to need some help.
Well, absolutely. No doubt about it. It's, you lose a game at Illinois that you led throughout a lot of it, probably outplayed Illinois at least for
they led for the first 27 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. And lose it to a team that, and let them have their first Big Ten win, it would probably just stand to reason that this is one of those Assembly Hall games that, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say Indiana's going to win Sunday, but if it happened, it's the mystique of the building and the crowd and the fact that it's Purdue that would make it really sweet if we were the ones that stopped their streak.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it's going to need a big shooting night. Purdue can grind it down with you and do nothing and just feed it into those 7-foot monsters all day long, or they can get up and down and transition. As you saw last night, they scored 92. Haas had 24 of them, so it's not like he's left behind when they play fast, and that's what makes them a good team. But play tough, get after it, get on the floor, frustrate Purdue, and a little bit of a whistle wouldn't hurt too much on Sunday, right?
Absolutely not. We'll
see how the ghosts.
That.
We'll see if there are any ghosts left in the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
Oh, they're there, man. They're there.
I think this will be a 14-22 3-point shooting afternoon. That's what it's going to take.
That'd be probably right
for Indiana to be in it. But stranger things have happened. I don't think anybody had Penn State And they're plus 11 points last night, winning at Ohio State. That, my friend, is why you play the game. That is why we show up tonight. The North Side, Bloomington North, Franklin Central, Chalk Talk just after 7 p.m. Get back to work, my man, and I'll see you in a bit.
All right, sounds good, Glass.
Good stuff as always. Terry Stultz, our point man for high school basketball, was Dave Novak for football, Terry on basketball, as we are trying like hell to fill in for Joe here in 2017 and 2018, and we'll bring you the North game tonight just after 7:30.